The future is, for most of us, a big unknown. We don't know what's coming, and we can only guess what we really need to do to achieve our goals. But what if you're lost? If you have no idea what to do next to get you from point A to point B, well, in that case, you can call in to Foresight with Finola Vance, and she will perform fantastic feats of fortune telling to find the actions that will lead you to your desired fate.
That's right. Call in with your questions about the future by chanting, Blusa Colin, Toxala Scramblegs, and I will do my best to answer. Actually, I got a new deck of strange divination cards I've been dying to try. A run there? Who's our first caller today?
Today, our first caller is Ekebert. Ekebert is an adventurer who is searching for a lost ruin.
Oh, really? Tell me more.
I have been tasked with retrieving a sacred relic. The tipping chalice of St. Evaristus, which legends claim lies in a ruin. Somewhere in the Ulaine Forest.
Somewhere? That's a pretty wide range.
I'm finding that out, yes. Can you help point me in the right direction?
I can try. Okay. The Fool. Red 5. The King of Diamonds. Shocking. Frightening, electrifying, or startling. 10 points geese.
What? What in the hells does that mean?
Well, in, let's see, 5 days, you need to tell an important person in Evinder an incredibly offensive joke.
Why?
I have no idea. But apparently, something about doing that will lead you to the ruins you're looking for. By August, I think.
How offensive does the joke need to be?
I don't know. What's the most offensive joke you know?
There's the one about the dwarven paladin and the marsh nymphs. Here, let's try it out. It seems there was this dwarven paladin—
Whoa! You can't tell that joke while we're broadcasting. This is a family show. Also, I've heard that one already, and I imagine it'll be plenty offensive.
That's all right, then. Thanks.
Oh, I wanted to hear the rest of the joke.
I'll tell it to you later. Meanwhile, next caller, we've got Seralta, who has got kind of a big question.
That's why we're here. Okay, Seralta, what's your big question?
It seems a bit silly when you put it like that. I don't know what to do with my life, you know?
What do you mean?
Well, I've got this job. It's fine, I guess, but it seems like there should be something more? Some big mission or quest or something. But so far, nothing has happened to make that happen.
You've been sitting by the speaking stone, waiting for the call to adventure, so to speak.
Exactly. What can I do to start an adventure?
Oh, let's see. We're looking for an inciting incident. 6 of Hearts. The Sun. Plain Willow Storm. A White Dragon with Blue Eyes. Uno Reverse Card.
Is that good?
It's interesting. Let's take the first 4 cards first. Because the first 4 cards would read as, you and 5 friends will set out on a journey through sunshine and storms to do battle with a rare dragon.
That sounds good to me.
Yes, but the final card was an Uno reverse. So we have to take it in opposite order. A rare dragon will cause lightning strikes that blot out the sun. And you will make 5 new friends, which, does mean that adventure is coming, but you have to wait for it to come to you.
Ah, damn. Well, at least I know it's coming. Thanks, Finola.
No problem. Next caller, please.
Sure. Mila Gost is calling with a question about a journey he's been asked to take.
All right, Mila Gost. What's your question?
Hey. It's like that first guy. I've been asked to find a thing and a place. I just want to know. If I go on this quest, is there a chance I might die?
Yes?
Thanks. Bye.
Did Milagos just hang up on us?
I think he did. Adventure called and Milagos was just like, no thanks. Bye.
I didn't even look into his future. There's always a chance that you'll die on an adventure. That's what makes it an adventure.
I actually kind of respect his response. He knew if it was going to be dangerous, it wasn't for him, so he passed. It's important to know yourself.
Well, that was a lot faster than the usual calls. Can we squeeze in one more?
I only screened 3 calls, so we'll have to take this mystery caller. I don't know who it is or what they want. I didn't talk to them.
No problem. So, caller, why don't you introduce yourself and tell us what you wanted to know?
Hello. We have been trying to reach you about the extended warranty on your flying carpet.
I knew it would be worth it to set up a portal to take me to the other end of Speaking Stone calls. I'll be right back.
Well,
the only people who need an extended warranty are whoever paid for all these goddamned golem collars. Because they're all about to get broken.
I guess that's all the time we've got for today. Thanks for listening to Foresight with Fionnuala Vance on Kingdom of Stone Tree Broadcasting.